Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
As we hurtle towards the festive period, it's also the time you start to think about the new year and changes in the air when we head to a new year. Your New Year's resolutions are probably coming into your mind. And therefore, I'm delighted to introduce to you two people who deal with change a lot in their line of work from Harrogate Hypnotherapy. Heather and John, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, you two deal with change a lot. A new year is often a big motivation. I imagine you get a lot of interest in January, don't you? Why is it that people see new year as such a motivation for change?
Well, the end of the year and the start of a new one is psychologically a point where people tend to reflect backwards on the year that's already gone and also look forwards to any changes that they want to make in the new year. And changes all around. When the years, the number of the year changes, change is actually, it's a concept that is in the air. So it's much easier to kind of go along with something like that rather than to create it for yourself.
It almost feels programmed into us, doesn't it?
That we're moving
into a new year, yes. So we need to do something new with ourselves.
Absolutely, right, yeah.
And often people will identify a particular area of their life that they feel they need to change because it is a negative on their life, don't they? I'm thinking about people who take part in maybe January or decide they want to cut down on the amount of alcohol.
Well, there's all sorts of things, really. As Heather said, drinking and weight loss are some of the more frequent things, but it can be absolutely anything. Work-life balance, for example. People, after they've had a break, maybe an extensive break over Christmas, will go back to work and then they'll want to address their work-life balance.
Yeah.
And as we were discussing earlier, a lot of the time in January, these are the times when relationship issues come to a head. People want to make changes in their careers or their jobs, perhaps.
Yeah.
All sorts of things.
And people find change difficult, don't they? We seem to be creatures that look for reasons not to change. Why do people find it so difficult to change?
Well, you can think about it this way. An analogy I often use is that of bridges. We have a lovely big bridge, nice and sturdy, going towards an island, and that island is the way that we always do things. That is our habitual behaviour.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's very easy to follow that bridge. When you try and change a habit or behaviour, what you're trying to do is to build a new bridge to a new island. And you might have a kind of a flimsy rope bridge leading to that island. You might have nothing at all. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to build that bridge. We're trying to strengthen it so it becomes much easier for you to follow the new bridge to the behaviour that you want rather than the old bridge to the old way of being. But that can be a difficult task, and a lot of people don't know how to make the first step, and that's what we can help with.
And I know a lot of people set up New Year's resolutions, don't they? And a lot of these fail in January, don't they? So extra support can be massively useful, can't it?
Yeah, it's very important, if you can, to get people on your side, perhaps family, friends. If you want to lose weight or quit smoking, perhaps get a buddy along, a quit smoking buddy, so you can actually have somebody there to help you along. And, you know, be open with people about your progress. You know, let them know how you're getting on so they can help motivate you. And it'll be a lot easier than trying to do it all by yourself.
This is true, because there's our friend Willpower, isn't there?
Yes.
Is it true that certain people have more willpower than others?
That's certainly true. It is evident that some people can actually make a change through willpower alone. But it's not a great idea to just rely on willpower. If we say that we don't have willpower, if we identify that we don't have willpower, then that can actually get in the way of us achieving stuff, because it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. But the other point to make a note of is that our own willpower is actually inherently limited. And the neuroscience behind it, the actual way that our brain works, is quite interesting, because the part of our brain that is responsible for staying focused and giving us that willpower is actually very busy doing a lot of other things as well. So to actually overload it with a lot of New Year's resolutions can give it too much to do. And when you get that overload, that's when you kind of step back from those resolutions, and that obviously leads to failure.
So to stop this overloading of our brain, to kind of combat that or find ways to work around that, what kind of things can we do to help us facilitate change in ourselves?
I think one of the first things to do is to be very clear about what you want to change and why and what the benefits are of that change to you, and to think of all the positives. And keep it simple. Just focus on one thing if you can. Don't try and change multiple things at once, because that will create overload. Just keep it down to one thing, and that reduces the amount of overload on the
brain. You do meet people where you're talking about your New Year's resolutions in the office or whatever, and some people go, well, I've got seven. You're like, really? Yes. It's very hard to do one. So that is a great tip. Focus on something, and then I guess as part of that, you need to give yourself a clear goal of what that change will look like, do you?
Yes. I mean, it would be good to visualise yourself, say, 6 months or 12 months in the future, having achieved whatever your New Year's resolution is, whether it's to lose some weight or get a new job or whatever, and really get into that new you, get inside that body, look out through your eyes, feel all those good feelings of being the new you when you've achieved your goal, and repeat that to yourself on a regular basis. And that really helps with the motivation, because you begin to really feel what it's going to be like when you've achieved your goal.
I can see that, because you're using more than just your imagination, aren't you? You're using sort of recalling certain feelings you've had, and remembering what those will feel like.
Yeah, all those positive emotions.
Yeah.
Not just looking at yourself being slim or working somewhere new, but actually being that person, really feeling those emotions, those thoughts, you know, seeing what that person sees and feeling really good about yourself.
So when we're doing this, we're setting realistic goals for ourselves, aren't we? Because what you can sometimes do is kind of go, I need to get to this point far, far away. And that become very difficult. And I guess you start being quite negative on yourself when you don't feel like you're getting towards that. How can you stop that negativity from creeping in?
Well, to express things to yourself in positive terms, because the brain will tend to look for evidence that you're right. So if you think to yourself, well, you know, I want to lose weight, but I'm just no good at diets, well, then your brain will look for evidence to show that, you know, you're not very good as a dieter. But if you say to yourself, well, you know, I want to get a new job and I'm really motivated, I'm brilliant at what I do and I deserve to have a new job, the brain will look for the positive evidence to show that you can actually do it. So don't have the I can't or the don't, I can't, you know, keep it positive.
Now, sometimes you know that people take up vices and things they want to change because of something that's happened in their life or their current life situation. Often people will be maybe upset or finding work difficult and they'll turn to eating. Or maybe a tragedy's happened in life. You lost someone very close to you and you turn to eating, smoking, drinking, whatever it is. So if it was eating, for example, going, I'm going to go to the gym more and stop eating, that doesn't address the underlying problem there, does it?
No, absolutely not. And you'll probably find that you won't be successful if you try to address something like eating or drinking, which is a consequence of the other challenges that you're dealing with in life. You know, for example, if your house is burning down, you're not going to worry about what's on the menu for dinner that night. You have to deal with the root causes first if you have any chance of being successful.
It's so good to hear you say things like that, Heather, because actually you don't think of it in that terms until you hear it that simply put, do you? Because ultimately, you're right. You're absolutely right. If your house is burning down, you're not worrying about what's for dinner. If there's a bigger problem out there that you just don't want to address, you don't want to believe is true, then actually it's gonna get in your way, isn't it?
It is.
Loads there to think about when you're thinking about your New Year's resolutions and how you can support yourself through them. If people are thinking they might need a little bit of additional support, you at Harrogate Hypnotherapy come across people who want to make changes in their life a lot. What can you do to support people who want to make a change?
Well, the first thing we can do is to help people in terms of motivation. Some people might not know exactly what goal to work on. So we can help with prioritisation, we can help with goal setting, we can help with motivation. And once somebody is motivated to make a positive change, that's really the first step along the path, and often the most difficult one to achieve. So that's the first thing that we can do. Following that, we can help with hypnotherapy to overcome any self-limiting beliefs. So if somebody believes that they can't make a change, we can help turn that around so that they can focus on the positives, the positive benefits of the change, helping them to visualise what will happen and how they can feel once that change has been made.
If somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, I would like to find out more about the services you can offer and maybe help me make a change. How can they find out? You're based in the centre of Harrogate, nice and easy to find. How can they find out more about you?
They can either give us a call or they can find out all about us if they go to our website. That's www.harrogatehypnotherapy.co.uk.
Harrogate Hypnotherapy on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.